From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Jackson Dirks. Today we hear Representative Dusty Johnson's take on recent events in Venezuela. We'll also look at more local news in the state. It's Tuesday, January 6th. Here are today's stories. South Dakota's only representative in the U.S. House says narco-terrorism is more widespread than American citizens understand. SDPB asked U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson his take on claims from some that the Trump administration unconstitutionally captured Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on drug trafficking and narco-terrorism charges. Critics say without notifying Congress or getting approval, the administration stepped outside of its legal powers. The Trump administration has maintained the operation was a law enforcement mission. Johnson likens this instance to another in U.S. history.
This is a police operation, not unlike what we saw with Noriega, that was conducted by special operators. And so, I mean, I do want to learn more about the legal basis for it, but I think the legal basis is very similar to what we saw in Panama a few decades ago.
Johnson is referring to the arrest of former Panamanian President Manuel Noriega. He was indicted in the U.S. for drug trafficking charges during the George H.W. Bush administration. Upon capture, Noriega served a 20-year prison sentence in the U.S. Johnson adds, it's Congress's job to ask questions and identify the legal basis for this action.
In general, I think it is the best practice to make sure that congressional leaders, particularly those on the Intelligence Committee and the Armed Services Committees, understand these operations as they're ongoing.
While the term narco-terrorism may be new to most, Johnson says it's a real threat in today's world.
I think Americans have been very slow to understand how broad and deep the control these cartels have over governments. It's hard for us to understand and appreciate because we're blessed enough to be Americans. But I mean, there have been dozens of Mexican mayors killed by the drug cartels. There have been lots of evidence that perhaps even Mexican presidents over the course of the last 50 years have been unduly influenced by the cartels. And of course, we know that in much of Central and South America, these cartels can, in any given day, in any given town, be the most powerful enterprise in existence.
Johnson says the U.S. does know these narco-terrorists are very well financed, very well organized, and are causing harm to our communities. I'm SDPB's Jackson Dirks in Hartford. A new report shows the number of refugees resettling in South Dakota dropped sharply in recent months. Data from Lutheran Social Services says 149 refugees settled in the state in fiscal year 25. That's down from 391 in 2024, though it's close to the average seen from 2019 through 2023. However, in the past 11 months, the number of resettlements in the state dropped down to zero. South Dakota Searchlight reports that's due to President Donald Trump reducing the number of refugees allowed in the country. Attorney General Marty Jackley says he's introducing a pair of digital safety bills in the upcoming South Dakota legislative session. One bill addresses investigations into internet crimes against children and human trafficking. Jackley says it grants state investigators additional tools in identifying where child pornography is being disseminated. The other focuses on individuals' genetic privacy rights. This comes after the state joined 28 others in a lawsuit against a company called 23andMe to stop it from selling personal genetic data without consent. Jackley says his office intends to introduce 10 bills in total. The 2026 legislative session begins January 13th. The South Dakota Association for the Education of Young Children is using a grant to continue researching child care access in South Dakota. The $10,000 grant from the South Dakota Community Foundation will bolster the ongoing work of the Child Care Task Force. The Child Care Task Force began in 2023 with a focus on sustainable solutions to the state's child care shortage. The group's initial 2025 report focused on care for children up to age 5. The next phase will focus on out-of-school opportunities for older children. Dr. Janessa Bixell is the executive director of the South Dakota Association for the Education of Young Children. In a statement, she says the funding will strengthen the group's ability to connect to decision makers, share research, and advance strategies that benefit communities across the state. A pair of legislative Cracker Barrels are scheduled for Piedmont in the Meade County area. This comes amid significant scrutiny regarding a mine in the area which local state legislators have vowed to battle. The mine has stirred significant public debate within Piedmont and the county's lack of zoning ordinance. The events are scheduled for January 10th and 14th from 1:30 to 4 Mountain Time at Legion Post 311. If you miss any public event in Burke, you're able to read about it in the local news section of the Burke Gazette. SDPB's Kara Hetland introduces us to the author.
The first thing Myrna Bruns does in the morning is her daily devotions.
And then the second thing that I do is we go to the track.
She does four laps with her daughter, Cass, walking in opposite directions. They high-five and give words of encouragement as they pass each other. They also count laps by eating a mulberry off a nearby bush. The rest of the day is hers to be a champion of her hometown.
Like Monday, we have a dinner on Main. Cahoy's Kitchen is closed on Mondays. So if they're going to have a fundraiser, they have to do it on Mondays. On Wednesdays, once a month, I go to the senior citizen's birthday party. It's a potluck.
Myrna writes down in her daily planner all her activities and uses those notes as she types her weekly local news column for the Burke Gazette.
I always get up and I put down what time it is, what the temp is, gentle breeze, devotions done at 7:17.
To really understand 93-year-old Myrna, you have to know her path hasn't always been easy. Myrna grew up attending a country school.
So I came into high school, kind of a shy country girl. But by the time I got to be a junior, I had settled in.
Myrna taught elementary school 44 years, with 39 of those in Burke. She prides herself in making sure her students knew their arithmetic tables in under 30 seconds, were responsible for themselves, and did their daily reading.
I would write notes after school and stick it in their desk and never say anything, but it would encourage them that I noticed, and that was fun. And then they would write me some of the most wonderful notes that I would cherish.
Students still stop to greet her, and many subscribe to the local paper just to read about her daily activities.
Oh, I would describe the newspaper here as kind of a highlight reel or a small town Facebook almost, because the stories we put in there are so just a small town community.
The Burke Gazette publishes Myrna's work under local news.
People love reading the local news, and Myrna does such a good job taking you through her day, taking you through her week.
Chloe Kosher says the town people know if they talk with Myrna one day, they're going to be in the paper the next week. She says they don't mind. Myrna insists anyone can contribute to the local news section, but no one does.
And I use my diary there, and then I cross off what I think, and sometimes if something negative slips in there, suddenly the paragraph, it goes away. And I say, okay, Lord, we got to do that differently. So we always have to be positive, always. He said there's enough negative in this world.
Myrna says she does this because she's indebted to the community. They were there for her when her husband died.
I tell you that this town has healed me, has been so good to me. So I try to celebrate my town. I try to get as many names in there as I can, you know, and people love that. I think I give them a taste of home. It's how life should be. Easy, fun. Age is just a number. And somebody said to me, you're always happy. Well, they're always saying, well, how are you? And then I say, I choose to be wonderful. Life is a choice. We choose negative or positive. Negative is draining. Positive is uplifting. That's how I choose to be.
That's from a 2024 episode of SDPB's Dakota Life featuring the community of Burke. You can find that full show as well as every other episode of Dakota Life on our website at sdpb.org. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook, X, and YouTube at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thanks for listening.